This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
If you've been listening for any length of time, you know we cover all kinds of things in this program around the Umpqua Valley. And every once in a while, we get to talk to an author from the area who's got a book out. We're doing that today. And Don Witten is in. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your background, because you've lived here in Roseburg for a long time. A second time after getting started here, it sounds like.
Well, I lived here. I grew up in Roseburg, out in the Green area. Went through K through 12 in the Roseburg schools. After I was married, my wife and I lived in the Oakland area for about 11 years. And then I went back to school and got my graduate degree from Western Oregon. And we've been living for 37 years in a little farming community west of Salem called Perrydale. Hmm. That's what we call home now.
And what got you into teaching?
Well, I took two terms of business classes, and the two accounting classes that I took told me I need to do something other than being in business. So I majored in English secondary education, and that's what got me into it.
Now, talk about growing up in Roseburg. Class is 71. We're not going to do the math, but people can figure out that you guys recently had, well, I don't know if you did the actual reunion every year, but it looks like 53 years.
I think that's doing the math correct, yes. So my class of 1971 from Roseburg High School is a really unique class. We are very close-knit, and my group loves any chance to get together. So it sometimes is a five-year reunion. Other times it can be every year. And we just celebrated our 71st birthday at for the class of 71 at Willamette Valley Vineyards back in June. And a member of our class, Jim Bernot, is the founder and CEO of Willamette Valley Vineyards. And so he hosted us that day. It was a great get-together.
Right. And I've never actually talked to him, but I was aware of that of his involvement in that. So the class of 71, do you remember how many seniors you had?
I think it was around 520. So a fairly large class.
So bigger than they are these days.
I think so.
And what was, talk about some of your experiences in Roseburg, which you really kind of go through in your first book, right?
Yes. So a little backstory on this. For whatever reason, I have been kind of tagged as our class scribe or spokesman. And so at almost every time that we meet, the class will ask me to either speak or write something. And so I've been doing that. And after we had our 50th reunion, I wrote a kind of a narrative poem, and I read it. And after I read it, one of my friends said to me, he said, "Hey, I kind of like that." He said, "You should write a book." And so that kind of sat in the back corner, back burner for a while. And then I thought, you know, I could write a book, and I'll just write it for our class. And so I started in on that. And I thought, I'm going to write an 18-year memoir of our first 18 years of growing up together. And once I got into it and had a few chapters read, I sent some of the work out to some other fellow writers that I know for some feedback. And they came back to me and they said, you know, this is pretty good, but I think you could reach a broader audience than just your class. And so I started thinking about that in the big terms. And put it together. I started. I went chronologically from the years 1953 through 1971, and listed many of the things each year. As I started each chapter, I would list the cultural things that were going on in America and in the world, to the music, television, movies, books, art, those types of things. And people who have read it and of our kind of my vintage said that they liked that, that it was a reference to the time and place that we grew up. So as I continued through the book, a lot of it had to do with my school years, of course. And one of the embarrassing parts in writing this book was the retelling of just what a horrible student I was. And ironically, I made it through that and, you know, served 30 years as being, I think, a pretty successful teacher. I have one short story to tell about that. And our youngest granddaughter, Ellie, she's one of my biggest supporters in writing. And so when that book came out, I wanted her to get the first copy of it. And when I handed it over to her, I said, you know, your grandfather's not real pleased to show you what a terrible student that he was back in those days. And she didn't miss a beat. And she said, yeah, but look how it turned out.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you now, how long ago did the first book come out?
Let me see. Fall of last year.
All right, and you've got a second one out that you're going to be doing reading from on Saturday, right?
Correct. That one is called Soapbox. It's a collection of essays, stories, and a few poems from my days of teaching English at four Oregon high schools, Mazama High School in Klamath Falls, Central High School in Monmouth and Independence, McMinnville High School, and finally, Oakland High School.
And let's see here. Soapbox, how did you get the name?
Okay, so an interesting story. I used to, when I was at Central High School, some situation would come up, and I would tell the kids, I'd stop my teaching for a second, and I'd say, okay, excuse me, I got to get on my soapbox for a second. Well, most of the kids had never heard what a soapbox was, so I had to explain to them. Well, one day I was teaching a class, and one of my students, who was in shop class during that time, he came walking into my room with a box about 16 inches wide, about a foot tall, and pretty hefty made. And on the sides, it was stenciled in black letters, Witten's Soapbox. And so, you know, I would get up on that on occasion. But the best thing that happened was when I instituted Soapbox Fridays. And that gave the kids a chance to get up on the box and state what was ever on their chest. And it was a popular segment of my teaching.
So what years was that involving?
Okay, so that would have been probably late 80s, early 90s at Central High School.
So, and Central is where?
It's Monmouth Independence.
Okay. And so on Saturday, you're going to be reading from it. This is also a fundraiser too, right?
Correct. Yes. I'll be reading. It's at 10:30 in the Ford Room of the Roseburg City Library. I'll be reading a few selections from Soapbox. And yeah, we're going to do a fundraiser for the Oakland High School English Department, a department at Oakland High School that's very, very near and dear to my heart.
All right, very good. We're going to talk more about the book, the event, and more when we come back to interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Still putting together tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Candidate for Congress, Monique Despain, will be on Inside Douglas County Friday. We had Congresswoman Val Hoyle on the other day. And today it is author Don Whitten, who is back in town on Saturday for a special event at Roseburg Public Library for his book, Soapbox. What has it been like to go through the process of writing? I imagine until you embrace that idea, you hadn't really gone through decades of life with a bunch of notes around about your life, right? So then it really comes back to what you can remember.
Correct. The second book, Soapbox, was much easier for me to write because many of the pieces that are in the book I wrote during my last like 7 years of teaching. So I had those. The other book, Storyteller, was much more challenging because these stories, many of them happened over 60 years ago, and I had to try to piece those together as best I could. And so it was a challenge at time, but it was really funny how so clear so many of the stories came back to me, and other ones that I would have thought would have been clear were very difficult. So memory was a pretty fickle roommate for me.
It seems like for a lot of people that there's part of growing up, there's just different things that really stick out, and decades later you can still remember it, even though you can't remember what you're supposed to pick up at the store that you're in.
Exactly. Yeah, I was laughing about it. I can't remember what I had for dinner last night, but I can remember a story that happened on the playground, 62 years ago.
So as you check out Roseburg today, what do you see that's different?
That's a good question. I don't know. We used to cruise the gut here, Harvard, make a loop around Garden Valley, back to Jackson and back around, and I don't know if kids still do that. They probably do.
I think they do that on their phones. I'm not sure they actually get their car and do that anymore.
That's kind of sad. Yes, I agree.
And of course, at that point, I would imagine, because the Stuart Parkway Bridge didn't go until 1980, so then you were going through the park.
We were going through the park and across the old steel bridge there at Stuart Park. Yes, I think you kind of veered off to the left before you got to the Veterans,
right.
Vets right, property.
The Green Bridge next to Fir Grove School there.
So, exactly.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are still love to go over and, park next to the river, because they've been doing that for decades.
Sure, yeah.
And younger people don't understand that, but that's one of the aspects of Roseburg that changed. What do you see about it? I mean, from your class of 71, do a lot of people still live here?
I would say maybe half the class is still here. I noticed when we had the reunion at Willamette Valley that it really had a good draw from the Portland area, that people were there. I'm guessing maybe 50% of our class is still here in the area.
So talk about the artwork on your book there, from the latest book.
From the latest book is Soapbox, and on the cover is two legs in Converse tennis shoes and jeans. There's a tie-dye background. Now, in my class, one of our fashion statements was on Tuesday, it was either tie, you wore a tie, or it was tie-dye. And so this friend of mine, Carrie Savage, who I worked with at the time, is a fantastic artist, and she designed these two paintings. The one on the back is another tie-dyed shot with people or legs and feet up on the soapbox.
And on your other book, you've got a great picture too.
Yes. So I have to give a shout out to our classmate, Sandy Harris, who did the artwork for this on Storyteller. And on the front is the old main building. Maybe it's called the Heritage Building now at Roseburg High School. I'm not sure. But she just did a fantastic job of portraying that iconic old building. And then on the back cover, she has a road sign that is Harvard Avenue, and I-5 is one way, 138 is the other way. And then down in the right-hand corner, she has a painting of the Pete's Drive-In sign. And they're both, all three paintings are just so cool, very beautiful. She's just a fantastic artist as well.
So do you see a third book in your future, or do you think you've done what you want to do?
Actually, I'm working on a third book right now. I have an idea for a couple of others. The third one is more of a nature and spirituality book that I hope to have published this coming fall.
So how far through are you on it?
I am. I make an entry every day, and I'm about 320 entries into it. I hope to finish by early October.
Wow. So you spend a lot of time on this.
I'm it's one of the things I'm fairly disciplined at is my writing. Every morning I sit down and spend a couple of hours writing. It's easy to do when you're retired.
Now, the event on Saturday, again, 10:30 to 12:30 at Roseburg Public Library. It'll be a fundraiser. You'll be reading for the book, signing and selling books as well. And I imagine you're going to be surprised by some of the people from your past that may show up.
I sure hope so. I have posted it in the Class of 71 Facebook group. My friend Lee Patterson, former superintendent here in Roseburg, has got the word out to some Roseburg folks, and I'm hoping for a great turnout.
Yeah, he was actually the one that contacted me about it and said you should interview this guy.
Yeah, he's kind of been my agent through all of these things, my promoter, and I really appreciate his efforts and his friendship.
Well, and obviously, essentially, he knows pretty much everybody, so that helps too.
Exactly.
So, as you look at your time teaching, and you focused on teaching English, right?
Correct.
And why pick English?
Well, I kind of another personal story, but in my days of high school, I was kind of the Holden Caulfield character from The Catcher in the Rye. Most other classes I bombed in, but I could write, and I loved to read. And so that's what drew me into teaching English.
And how did you end up? You ended up four different places. Sounds like you were each one of them for the most part quite a while.
Yeah, well, my first job at Mazama High School was just a one-year temporary job, and positions were hard to come by in that year, and so we took that at the last minute. And then I taught in at Central for 11 years, 15 years at McMinnville, and then I did three long-term subbing positions in three consecutive years at Oakland High School.
And teaching English, I mean, some students are really into it. Some students really wish they aren't there. Is that a challenge?
Absolutely. And I, in the book Soapbox, I relate stories about each one of those elements, the classes that were really, really into it and the classes who weren't. And we tried to make the best of both of those situations. And I think I paint a pretty accurate picture of the way that those classes played out.
Now, if somebody can't make it on Saturday, where do they access purchasing your books?
Okay, there are a couple of ways. You can find them online at you go to blurb.com, that's blurb.com, and you look for the bookstore icon. Click on that, and it will give you a search option. Just type in my name, Donald Witten. That's W-I-T-T-E-N. And it will take you to all of my books that are for sale there. The other way is that you could email me and tell me that you would like a book, and I can arrange to send you a signed copy, and we'll arrange payment for it.
All right, perfect. And again, that event, 10:30 to 12:30 on Saturday at Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, Kyle.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.